This is Party Line on WILO 1570 AM and 96.9 FM, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. If you're listening live at 8:30, you're invited to give us a call locally at 765-659-3338 or toll free at 1-800-447-4463. If you're listening to this program on our afternoon encore broadcast, don't call, just enjoy the show. Now let's join Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Good morning and welcome to Party Line. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, and Compass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny B's, Pepe's, and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, and Hardesty Landscaping. And our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, our Dente Dental, Lawrence Slabby's Food and Freedom. I'm Ken. I'm being joined once again today by Melissa. And I believe this is our last day of doing this.
Yeah, I think so. Kevin's due back in tomorrow, so I won't be taking his spot. Filling in.
You're taking my spot over there, and I guess I'm taking his spot.
So. That's true.
So, lots of little things to talk about. So first, let's get to the forecast. And for those of you who had the deluge about a little before 7 o'clock last night, I concur. I was there. I witnessed it all too. So it's kind of fun last night. Anyway, for today, we've got a slight chance of thunderstorm. Still going to be hot with a high of 89 tonight. Clear with a low of 65. Tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 89. Friday, sunny and hot with a 92. And then on the 4th of July, Saturday, sunny and hot with a high of 93. It's currently sitting at 74 degrees. Coming up today on our Leading with 2020 Vision, we have Laura Archibald of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition. She'll be with us at 8:45. And then at 9 o'clock, we'll have our monthly visit with Jeff Hardesty, as he will be in studio today at 9 o'clock. So where do you want to start with all this fun we have?
Well, I don't know. Okay. I know we got high temperatures coming all week long, but the humidity is supposed to go away. Well, not go away completely, but it's supposed to drop quite a bit tonight. So at least it'll be a dry heat.
Anything will be better than what it's been.
Oh, yeah. The humidity has been terrible. So hopefully, you know, like I said, dry heat is better than the high humidity. So.
We need to give congratulations out to our former police chief, Troy Bacon, who has accepted an interim police chief job in Adams, Massachusetts. He's going to start that on the 18th of the or June the 8th, or July the 8th, I'm sorry. So we congratulate Troy on that new position. I saw him yesterday, and then said, are you going to move there? He said he didn't know for sure, because it depends on if something else gets offered later on, to see if that materializes into something full-time and permanent. So we'll see.
Right.
It's a six-month interim position as of right now.
So, have they made any decisions on who's going to basically fill in for him while he's gone, or
he's already retired?
Okay,
he retired from here. Yesterday was his last day.
Okay, so
retirement day was done yesterday.
Okay,
so that's going to happen. That's happened now officially. Also, and I haven't got any more details on this than this. We did have a second death yesterday in the county, because as per the coronavirus. So now we have two deaths, and we have 279 cases, and then a total of tested 3,623. That's as of yesterday.
Okay.
But we do have a second death. I have no more information on that. It's who that person, you know, that was a male.
Age level.
Yeah, male, female, age, pre-existing condition. I have nothing else on that.
Right.
I've sent out a request. I haven't got it back yet, so we'll see what goes on. So if anybody has any comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463 are the numbers. We've always talked about the hands-free law. That's one of the new laws that takes effect today.
Yes.
In the state of Indiana, using cell phones and car now must be hands-free, with the exception only if the driver is calling 911. Indiana is also increasing the age for smoking or vaping by requiring someone to be age 21. That should have been done a long time ago.
Has that been voted on now?
Yeah, it takes effect today also.
Wow.
Another new law requires students' test scores no longer be a part of teacher evaluations. And in a medical billing change, patients who seek an out-of-network medical practitioner at an in-network facility can't be charged for more than the in-network price.
Good. It's about time.
Yeah. They'll find a way to get it back somewhere. There.
Yeah, I know. That's just like all these hidden costs that these the poor people that have had to suffer through this pandemic. I've heard as large as $3 million for a hospital bill. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, the insurance companies are saying, most insurance companies and most hospitals, when they send those bills out, the front page should say, please do not pay this yet, because they're working on the federal money and all that good stuff. But instead, they're putting that on the back page. So if you didn't die from it, you're going to get a heart attack when you open up the bill. So
we must have said something, because the phones lit up immediately on that, on that one. So.
No kidding. It's crazy.
Something else we need to mention real quick. There are now 16 more coronavirus deaths in the state of Indiana besides the one we had. That brings the state's death toll to at least 2,448. Health officials also announced 385 new cases yesterday, and there have been 45,594 cases of COVID-19 in the state since the pandemic began. So, okay, we got a caller here. Larry, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, y'all.
Y'all? How are y'all doing?
Y'all fine?
Yeah, okay.
Stop rolling in the mud.
Okay.
Now, my question is this.
Yes.
Out here where I live, they said they were going to fix this highway.
Yeah.
And they were supposed to do it. When are they going to start?
Well, as we have said, 28 will be into three different segments. They're going to do part of it this year, part of it next year, and part of it the year after. Exactly, I've forgotten exactly where it's going to be going, but they're going to do it in three. It's going to take about 3 years to get it done. I can't tell you when it's going to start. It's on NDOT schedules, so that's all I can tell you.
Okay, I just wondered. So, in other words, instead of us just being tore up 1 year of a highway, they're going to make it 3 years.
Well, they're
going to do sections of it.
Yeah, it's going to be more segmented than we originally thought.
Yeah, instead of trying to do the whole thing.
But if you live on the west side and all everything you got a shot for is on the east side, that means that you're going to put up with it for 3 years.
Probably, well, a little
depending
bit.
Depending on where you're located, yeah.
He's right on the curve there at 28.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm out here on the old Walnut Avenue that used to dead end down there at the Ingrich, and where we could play football and stuff out in the street and not have to worry about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah, pretty good.
We're doing fine.
I haven't talked to you much lately.
No, you haven't been. You've been kind of quiet.
Yeah, well, I've been trying to leave you guys alone because you know my political point of view.
Well, hey, that's all right. Hey, that's our point of view, too, a lot of times, so why worry about it?
Yeah, everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's the whole point
that's
of
right.
freedom of speech.
That's right.
Yeah, I've kind of been listening to some of them ads from that Lincoln group.
Right. Yeah, I've seen them, too.
Yeah, they're kind of nasty.
Yes, they are, and I can't say that I don't agree with some of what they're saying, but I don't like the mudslinging on either side. That takes away from the actual issues.
Yeah, I totally agree, but then again, I kind of enjoy them slinging mud back at him the way he slings it, you know.
Yeah.
If he was nice and didn't sling it, that'd be all different.
Yeah.
But to me, it's the thing is it just makes us look like we're stooping to his level. And I'm sorry, but his level's so low, I don't think I want to try and get down that far.
Yeah. I'm not going to go there right now. I'll just let it go.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I forgot your name, ma'am.
Melissa.
Do you get out in the sun much anymore, just out of curiosity?
Yeah, I live out in the country. That's pretty much my life.
I think the sun is hotter.
It is. I believe so. Now, I got to admit, the air has been a lot cleaner and a lot fresher since this pandemic.
Oh, yes, it has.
Definitely. And more, you can see a lot better. But it's starting, you can tell, businesses, everything's starting to get going again. And
if the dust cloud rolls in, you'll notice that too.
Oh, we'll notice, yeah. We'll see it.
Uh-huh.
For sure.
Oh, yeah. Yep. But I was just, my stepdaughter and I have been talking about this for the last couple of years. It feels like the sun, when you're in the sunlight, it's actually hotter than it was when we were younger.
Yeah, well, also, if you've also noticed in the last several years, the heat of the day is no longer noontime or 1 o'clock. It's now 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock at night.
Yeah, well, it actually starts at about 10 now instead of like you said, noon.
Yeah.
So
But you got to realize that we were on Central Standard Time by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're 2 hours, at least 2 hours ahead of that.
That part I don't quite buy.
You don't?
No. Because why? Because time is whatever people make of it where they're at. The sun doesn't change. The sun still does its orbit, or the Earth orbits the sun, whatever the heck it is.
Yeah, Earth orbits the sun, but I understand where he's going with this.
Yeah.
I'm saying the fact that we are on Eastern Standard Time now.
Yeah, on our clocks.
And then UPS don't know what time it is in Indiana. We had to go an hour faster.
I'm just saying, you know, to me, when I was out in North Dakota, it didn't get late. It didn't get hot out there till the later day, and that's on Central Time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, that
it didn't
that,
really get hot often out there anyway. That it can.
Oh, it got plenty hot.
Did it?
Oh yeah. It was in the mid 90s for. It's either hotter than you know what, or it's colder than you know what out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's no in between out there.
I kind of thought, you know, a few days. I think about a week and a half it got up in the 90s, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, also that's when all the good locusts and now all the good pests came out.
Okay, so is it similar to Minnesota where you can have snow in July on one day and be in the 30s and then turn around and be in the 80s the next day? Big temperature swings?
Yes, to a certain extent.
Yes.
Not quite to that extreme, but it's close.
Yeah.
One Thursday afternoon, we did a passing review. I was standing in the shade. It was snowing. The guys at the edge of the shade, it was raining, and the gentleman further out was in the sunshine. There was sunshine.
Hmm.
And that's the way it was all day.
That's interesting.
You just had to, it was weird. And we always had snow until about June.
Right.
Yeah. But when I was up there, we only had like 7 or 8 inches of snow the year I was up there, though.
Yeah, Grand Forks didn't get a whole lot of snow, but once it snowed, it just blowed all over back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can you tell her about the mosquitoes in North Dakota?
Oh, God. Those things are huge.
I was going to say, Minnesota, they're the state bird.
I think they were resurrection of the dinosaurs in North Dakota. They were so big.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were big at the time. Yeah. And the problem is the Army Corps of Engineers didn't do what they were supposed to do, so consequently.
You know the things that we call gallinippers around here that look like mosquitoes, but they're not mosquitoes? Those great big things, yeah. We call them gallinippers is what my mom called them. That's what I grew up calling them. Those are babies compared to the mosquitoes in Minnesota.
I don't know, but it
fascinated me. I thought mosquitoes needed water.
Well, there's lots of water out there.
Yeah.
But around the base I was at, there wasn't that much water.
Yeah, there's a lot out in that area, so, yeah. So, Larry... Gotta go.
I'm calling about the politics and leave you guys alone. Have a great day.
Okay,
you too,
Larry. All right, thanks. Caller, you're on the air. We got a very short few time here. I'm waiting on somebody else here. Go ahead.
Hi, Ken. How you doing?
All right. What's up?
Not much. This is John.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Oh, okay. I know the time has changed on 56, and you guys are making notification about the being on cell phones, driving, and so forth.
Yeah.
Is there any reception of the rule if you're a cab taxi driver?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No, there is no exception to the rule.
I didn't know, you know, if you guys heard. I've not heard. That's
right.
Why is it? Well, let me ask.
Yeah.
No, there is no exception to the rule.
I think this is for everybody.
Okay. That's what I was trying to find out, if there's an exception to the rule.
No, I don't believe there is in this case.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I was wanting to know is, I know I drive, you guys know me, and I drive a taxi once in a while, and, I see the police department driving with cells on their ears, and I'm going to be driving with a cell in my ear. I guess I'm going to have to get a Bluetooth thing.
That, mm-hmm. No, that you can, that you can have. You can have a Bluetooth.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to find out.
All righty.
All righty.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye-bye. As part of our Leading with 2020 vision, we say good morning to Laura Archibald. Laura, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing just super over here. So how's life in with the little world of Laura these days?
It is busy.
Busy?
It is. We're working really hard on our new building and then the normal things that we do on top of that. And we have a mental health event coming up in a couple weeks. So we are really busy.
Okay. Well, first of all, what's your thoughts on the spikes that we've got in and around the area here?
I'm not really surprised. I think it was something we knew was going to happen when, as things opened up slowly.
You know, the other thing I'm just kind of curious, who do we believe nowadays? Because everybody, you see all these different points of views. You know, you should do this, you should do this, you shouldn't do that, you shouldn't do this. Who do you believe nowadays?
You know, it does make it really complicated, and it makes people have mixed messages. I personally try to stick to the CDC.
Okay.
They are the experts on disease control. That is what their entire focus is. So that is where I try to get my information and find that to be the most trustworthy source of news.
You know, and of course, you hear Dr. Fauci yesterday, if we're not careful, we're going to get to 100,000 cases a day. We're about 40,000 now on the average. Is that, do you think that's fairly credible?
I do think it's credible, yes.
That's scary, dear.
It is scary, but I think it's credible. I think that one of the things that we've done is a really good job of treating the symptoms and keeping people from dying from this compared to other countries, but I think the transmission and spread rate is super high, and I think we are going to reach a lot more cases than what people think and want to think. And I understand that's a protection factor to, you know, give people sense of security, but I think he's probably pretty close to accurate.
You know, and with all the younger cases now being brought out, that's not a good sign, though, either, especially when we have school coming back here in about another 2 months.
Yeah, it's very concerning. And the other concerning thing is a lot of times adolescents don't have outward symptoms, but they're still spreading the disease. So mm-hmm. That's really the big concern. I will say our schools are working really hard to put a plan in place. I don't think that maybe any of them think it's going to be a foolproof plan or a plan that isn't going to change at the split second and go to, you know, remote learning. But I think that they're working really hard to come up with a plan that's consistent across the county and do the best they can to protect the students.
Advice still the same, the wear your mask, the 6 foot, or do we want to make it longer for social distancing than 6 foot now?
Yeah, I mean, a minimum of 6 feet. That's your minimum. And sometimes it's harder to do more than that. I understand that. But a minimum of 6 feet, your face covering, and still limiting, you know, yourself in big crowds and things like that. I mean, some things are necessary, and we do have to get back to some semblance of normal. But we also can be careful and not do things that aren't necessary.
What do you recommend for the older group? And what I mean by the older group is those who are probably senior citizens who are not working. What do you recommend for them as far as being able to, you know, do the social distancing, keep your face covering on, and yet be able to hear what you're saying without, you know, without being right on top of each other?
Yeah, it is hard. And I will tell you, I have a child with a hearing impairment who's a lip reader, and this has thrown her totally for a loop. And it does make it difficult, but communicating in other ways when you can, you know, on a phone or texting or signs or writing, good old-fashioned writing letters. I mean, you know, I think you have to go back to other forms of communication, your nonverbal skills, as much as you can.
You know, kids are going to go, writing letters, what's that?
I know, right? Exactly.
So
exactly. And even us, I mean, how often do you really get a pen to a paper anymore?
Oh, gee.
You know?
That's why I just send notes back and forth here in the office. The answer is no, I don't.
Exactly. But, you know, I will be honest. I sent letters and cards to people that I haven't done things like that in years, but people at my church and elderly people I knew wouldn't be getting out, just sending cards to, you know, let them know I was thinking about them and cheering people up. I mean, we don't do that anymore, but it's kind of a lost art, but I think it was enjoyable. I know I got some cards during this time, and it was nice.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, is there anything else we need to bring up or you want to talk about real quick before I let you go?
Just that people need to know that they need to still take care of their health. I think people are avoiding going to the doctor, getting lab work, getting testing done, and you don't want to put those things off too much and end up with a bigger problem on your hands than you would have had if you would have taken care of it early. You know, most of the doctor offices and hospitals have procedures in place. So make sure you're not putting off your preventative health care. I think that happened a lot in the beginning, but I think now we need to start addressing those issues. If you have labs due, you need to get them. If you have a mammogram or a colonoscopy due, you need to get those things back on your schedule and do that, because we're seeing people avoiding preventative health and ending up with some serious health issues because of it.
Okay. Laura, thanks much. Greatly appreciate it. You take good care and be safe, okay?
Thanks. You too. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Laura Archibald, who's the Executive Director of Healthy Communities of Clinton County Coalition, on our Leading with 2020 Vision. It's a thing we do with the Clinton County Chamber of Commerce every day here at 845. Anybody with any comments or questions, 659-3338 and 1-800-447-4463. We've got about... oh, roughly 8 minutes before we'll have Jeff Hardesty in here. So,
she was talking about the lost art of letter writing, and I guess the first thing that popped into my head was, I have brothers. I'm the youngest of four.
Mm-hmm.
My brothers, my two oldest brothers, are in their 70s now. And I thought, I found it fascinating through this pandemic that my older brothers have learned to text.
Oh.
And now I'm getting random text. Different times during the day. I got one who likes to text in the middle of the night, but he's like me. He's nocturnal. He doesn't sleep a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah, I just found just the opposite. Instead of writing everything down, now they're texting.
Okay.
That's weird.
That is kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw either one of these, but I think these are both kind of very interesting things here. I'm not real sure what to think of either one of these, really. But a group of researchers are working on the physics behind flying snakes.
Yeah.
In Asia.
I saw the video. It is scary.
I haven't seen the video of this. I'll have to take a look.
Oh, no, no, no.
Let me know where the site is. I'll go take a look here when I get a chance. Mm-hmm. The scientists from Virginia Tech developed a computer model to see why the paradise tree snake undulates when it glides through the air. Isaac Yeaton, whatever how you want to pronounce it,
right.
The lead author, says they were able to stabilize their bodies in the air, allowing the reptile to cover more distance. Further research will show scientists how the snakes can generate lift and turn while gliding through the air. I'll tell you what, one thing I'm going to say, I don't want to see any of the poisonous snakes, the rattlesnakes, the cobras, and all that start to do that. If they do, I'm leaving. I'm going somewhere else.
I'm just glad they're not here.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going elsewhere.
I mean, seriously. Yeah, it's like YouTube. You can see everything on YouTube. But, yeah, it's weird to see one of those things glide across from tree to tree.
I can see it's the next sci-fi movie classic.
I'm surprised it hasn't been already, to be honest.
It's just like that big egg they found, the big snake egg they found last week.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's just nice to think about and see. over in England, they have another little problem, but it isn't quite snakes. Starving cannibalistic rats are reportedly on the rise in Britain after coronavirus-related shutdowns. Rentokil, I love that name. I think I'm going to call it for something else.
Yeah, no kidding.
Says more rodents have been spotted eating their young and are becoming bolder when looking for food. The pest control company reports an 80% rise in demand from homeowners who claim rats are finding more ways into their houses. That's just a scary thought.
Yeah, well, let's put them up against the rats of Brooklyn.
I'll tell you what. We'll have a tag team match between the flying snakes and the rats, and we'll see who wins.
Yeah.
Company officials recall services where the animals have crawled up pipes, gnawed through plastic piping, and swam up toilet bowls.
That's just normal.
That's just normal.
I mean, good grief. Like mm-hmm. I said, let's put them up against the rats in New York and see who wins.
Yeah. Most of the changes in behavior are being linked to less food in restaurant and public trash cans.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, as we were talking there with Laura, this is a very specific thing that happened. A group of young people, including some University of Alabama students, have reportedly continued to party despite testing positive for COVID-19. Not real smart. At a meeting for the Tuscaloosa City Council, Fire Chief Randy Smith said health officials have confirmed that several kids or students with known coronavirus positives partied in the county and the city regardless over the last few weeks. Following that information, lawmakers passed an ordinance mandating the wearing of masks in public places. The daily number of cases has been rising in several states lately, including in Alabama. Health experts say a majority of the new cases are coming from people ages 18 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, that's why another problem with school becomes, you know, you hope that doesn't happen. I think we should be okay here, but we're going to see.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and they're starting to see breakouts in gyms, too, from gyms opening up.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're trying to be careful and they're trying to be safe.
And health clubs and those kind of things, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're, you know, and a lot of them have got stuff, you know, in place, but it's just... Yeah, all it takes is for that one person.
That's right.
To not follow the rules
and just go a little further on that. Kids, jobs, and health care. That's what the next coronavirus bill will focus on. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell confirmed Tuesday. It'll also be the last one. He says no stimulus bill will pass without liability protection for businesses, universities, doctors, nurses, and schools. Senators will get to work on it late July after they return from a holiday break. So that's on the coming as well.
Do you see where NASA wants a new toilet?
I saw that. I've got good.
Hey, we have innovative people in Clinton County. I mean, NASA wants astronauts to be on the moon here in the next 4 years, so they've got a problem because you can't use a 5-gallon bucket.
No, you can't.
No.
And they also want to know where they're going to poop. The space agency has started a public competition for a moon toilet design. There also has space toilets. They use suction to keep twosies. twosies.
Mm-hmm.
From floating around the cabin. But the new design needs to also work on the moon's microgravity. The winner gets just $35,000.
Yeah.
Not bad.
No, not bad payoff for figuring out how to keep it in the bowl.
That's tough. So it'll run all over the place. This one, I don't know if you saw, but I'm kind of interested in this because I'm gonna have to do a little looking at this one. A new technique could be better for the eyes than carrots. A study outlining a new way people can prevent eyesight decline. The study's author says the use of deep red light could work on the the mitochondria of the eye, like recharging recharging batteries. Further, because the mitochondria, are implicated in many eye diseases that can help lead to new treatments for Parkinson's disease and diabetes.
Hmm.
I saw it this morning. I think I'll have to check into that.
Do you? I know we haven't said anything. Todd covered it, but Carl Reiner passed away. I was just absolutely floored when I saw that.
Yeah.
Because Carl Reiner has been very prominent on social media.
Right.
And I literally had read one of his posts that he posted at the last post he did, I believe, was at 5:49, and then he passed away that night.
Mm-hmm.
And I read that post, and then to wake up the next morning and see that he had passed, it's like, are you kidding me? Another icon gone.
Yep. Well, maybe it's better to be going in this time when it's a little bit more... Everything's a little more peace. I won't say peaceful, but you understand what I'm saying. Maybe it's a little bit better to go in this kind of a situation.
Well, you know, if I got to go, I want to go like he did, still active. His mind, his body, everything. He was still had, you know, all his faculties about him, his humor, everything. And, yeah, to just go, you know, like that.
Okay. We need to take a break right now. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, Johnny V's, Pepe's, and Greeks on the Square in Frankfort, Clinton County Daily News, along with Hardesty Landscaping, and our telecast online at HoosierLandTV.com, made possible by the Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Air Conditioning, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBank Computer Sales and Service, Ardente Dental, Los Lavis Food and Freedom, and we'll be right back.